This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Nigeria's youngsters are under the most pressure to succeed globally, the UN Children's Fund UNICEF said on Thursday. According to an international survey conducted jointly by the UN agency and Gallup, one in six 15 to 24-year-olds in Nigeria often feel depressed, have little interest in doing things, or are worried, nervous or anxious. Released ahead of World Children's Day on Saturday, the 20th of November, the poll also found that 85% of those contacted said that they felt they were under more pressure than previous generations. This is the highest percentage of all 21 countries surveyed, with young Lebanese a close second. Among their concerns, Nigerian youth were more concerned than anywhere else about their personal data being collected online, ahead of Indonesia and Kenya. They were also very anxious about money, with 74% of females and 66% of males worried about not having enough to buy food. The international community must remain engaged in Afghanistan to help the country's people, because abandoning them now would be a historic mistake, the UN's top official in Kabul has told the Security Council. Deborah Lyons, UN Special Representative and head of the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, YINAMA, also warned that the grave economic crisis in the country was likely to be a boost to extremist actors and the illegal drugs trade. She also explained that the de facto Taliban rulers who seized power on the 15th of August have not prevented the expansion of so-called Islamic State. They are now present in nearly all of Afghanistan's 34 provinces. Before calling for the gradual establishment of constructive relations between Afghanistan and the wider world, Ms. Lyons pointed out that terrorist attacks have increased from 60 last year to more than 330 in 2021. To Geneva, finally, where young entrepreneurs have been sharing inspiring stories about how they've driven positive change for their communities and the environment, and how all of us can do the same. Speaking at the Youth Activist Summit on Thursday, the six invitees included 22-year-old coral reef restorer Titouan Bernico and 15-year-old anti-cyberbullying app inventor Gitanjali Rao. Ms. Rao, who is also Time magazine's first ever Kid of the Year, explained to the audience in the Swiss city that her smartphone app, which is called Kindly, was designed to make bullies reconsider sending or revising potentially hurtful messages online.
Using machine learning algorithms, it basically identifies words or phrases that could be considered bullying. When someone's texting, when someone's sending an email, anything really, even on social media. And it's able to almost act like the spell check of bullying. It says, this might not be the right thing to say, but it gives you the chance if you want to send it or not. I read an article that says it only takes 7 seconds for a teenager to reevaluate what they're sending. I'm hoping to give them that 7 seconds through Kindly.
To find out more about Ms. Rao's campaigning work and the five other young activists taking part in the summit, just search online for hashtag YAS21. Daniel Johnson, UN News.